Starting this week, the Beloit International Film Festival will screen dozens of films from around the country. Green Bay-based director Paige McKenna will be there, screening her sophomore documentary called Gold. It follows the lives of five exotic dancers in rural Wisconsin.
We really got to experience like the depths of these girls' like lives with them and see, kind of just really see how life unfolded for them and what the options that they really had were. And they're not always the same options that somebody who's come from a life of more privilege and less trauma may have. I feel like I have to be a good example to these young girls because they're never going to get sober themselves if they don't have somebody else who's showing them that they can.
WPR's Lee Rayburn spoke with Paige McKenna and Miss Dusty, one of the women featured in Gold, about how the club provided a space for those women to discover bodily autonomy, something they didn't always have outside of dancing, and the financial and emotional support many of them needed to move towards sobriety. Paige started by telling us a little more about what audiences can expect when they see the film.
Gold takes place at a club in northern Wisconsin in the town of Spread Eagle, which is, it is a real town. And the club is called the Gold Nugget. It's a very small club run by a former dancer who was a dancer in the 90s. She goes by Dusty. And the film follows five different women's stories, whether they're dancers currently working at the club or have worked at the club in the past. I've been lucky and fortunate enough to get to know them and to create this project that empowers women in the sex industry, as well as empowering people to see their worth, their value, and to leave abusive relationships and focus on bodily autonomy as well.
And Miss Dusty, a lot of the ways that you and other women in the documentary talk about exotic dancing is in the language of empowerment, and Paige mentions that as well. And it's not necessarily someone would generally assume people would feel about this job. Can you explain more about how women find empowerment through exotic dancing?
Well, I can tell you how I felt when I got into that. When I first started, I mean, I was very low self-esteem, basically a bar butterfly, or we call them a barfly. So I didn't think I was much of anything. But once, as time started going on, I don't know, I just kind of discovered slowly but surely that these guys were giving me a power I didn't know I could have. Because with my marriage, it was whatever he said I did.
Your first marriage.
Yeah. So to be able to walk away from that control was very empowering. And I was able to get in the habit of telling men no. I was able to tell him no. Women find that inner strength that they don't need to be controlled by a man. They don't need to have a man in their life. It was very important to me.
Paige, what made you want to tell this story about the Gold Nugget and Miss Dusty?
With all of my films, I try to uplift and empower groups of people who have been historically marginalized. I also wanted to learn more about that world myself. So selfishly, you know, I was very curious about women in this industry and, you know, why they choose the paths they do and, you know, what's next for them and things. And when I heard that the club was, you know, run by a woman, I definitely my ears perked up. So when I had met Dusty, she was very reserved, and I don't blame her at all. I remember we had lunch together and she didn't look me in the eye the whole time. And at that moment, I thought, well, this is going to be a little more difficult than I had expected as far as gaining trust. That is something that, I mean, if no one were to see this film, and if it were, you know, to not be successful at all, at least I have cultivated this sisterhood with Dusty and with the women, and you know, they've trusted me to tell their stories, and I can't think of anything that's more fulfilling than that.
We're talking about the new documentary Gold with director Paige McKenna and Miss Dusty, the owner of the Gold Nugget, the club this documentary is about. And Paige, curious to know, do you feel differently now than you did going into this project?
Oh, yes. So I grew up in a Catholic environment, pretty strict Catholic. So, you know, a lot of my self-exploration journey through this process has been really interesting. It's been fairly uncomfortable. You know, I found myself the first time I stepped foot in the club was the first time I had been to a strip club ever. So I, you know, had to work through a lot of my own uncomfortabilities. And I think I had met Dusty before I had met many of the other women in the film, but I had formed kind of these opinions of the women in front of me at the club. And I, instead of projecting that judgment, I guess, on them, I just looked internally and I was like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I coming up with these stories about people that I haven't met, haven't had conversations with? And I think that that was valuable for me as a person to grow, especially given the political climate lately. It seems like people are very, very against each other and quick to judge. And so for me, you know, that was something I really was able to grow based on this experience. Like a lot of the women talk about in the film, you know, I've had issues with women as well, and, you know, friendships and things. And I just think, like, if we all just supported each other and had, you know, less judgment, I think, like, the world would be a better place. And I think we'd have stronger communities. And I hope, you know, the women kind of feel the same way, that they've grown through this. I know that they've said that they, you know, have felt almost relieved and have felt, you know, a sense of bravery with sharing their stories. And to me, that's more than, you know, any recognition is worth.
Paige, your debut documentary, Seeds of Life, won a few awards and was screened at film festivals in the U.S. and Canada. Has it been easier this time around with your documentary Gold?
No, actually. It's been a lot more difficult, which is, you know, not something I expected. I'm not sure what the, you know, reason is for our many rejections so far, but we really have gotten a lot. We actually got disqualified from a film festival that had invited us to apply because of the nudity, not full nude, but, you know, topless women. And then they had, well, so the film Anora has won, you know, 5 Oscars this year.
Right.
And this film festival had, you know, kind of sent out a mass email mentioning Anora and how your film, you should apply to this because your film could be the next Anora. And that rubbed me the wrong way, because I thought, well, Anora would have been disqualified for nudity as well. A lot of people were asking me if I was a dancer because I was doing the film. And I just thought, like, my knee-jerk reaction was kind of like, well, nobody asked if I was a nun when I did my last film.
Which was about a nun.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't know if people are still really, you know, fearful about talking about the sex industry and about, you know, having women being shown in this empowering light in the industry. You know, we've just been running into these roadblocks that for me are very frustrating, because it's, I do want the film to be seen. Yes, it can be uncomfortable at times, but, you know, a lot of the issues that are dealt with are issues that any of us can go through. And really, it's just, we don't have the same, you know, career path. We don't have the same job as these women, but we deal with what they're dealing with on an almost daily basis as well. So it has been frustrating.
Miss Dusty, what are you hoping people take away from seeing the documentary Gold?
What do I hope? I just, that no matter what you do in life, whether you come from a rich family or a poor family, that you're human. You're a person. I mean, domestic violence is so rampant and has been for many, 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 too many years. And it's time that younger girls are taught not to be controlled in that aspect, but to grow and be strong and remember to take care of themselves first before they worry about a relationship.
For listeners who are curious, where can they go to see the documentary Gold?
So we will be showing it at the Beloit International Film Festival on March 30th at noon. It's a Sunday. And then it'll show again April 2nd at 7:30. You can buy tickets at beloitfilmfest.org. They don't have any tickets for sale at the door, so you'll have to get them ahead of time.
Miss Dusty and Paige, thank you both so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it so much.
Yes, definitely. Thank you.
That was Paige McKenna, creator of the new documentary called Gold, and Miss Dusty, the owner of the Gold Nugget, the Northern Wisconsin club the film is about. They spoke with Lee Rayburn. Later this week, I'll talk to a Wisconsin researcher who works with people who use wheelchairs. The goal is to prevent repetitive motion injuries, make wheelchairs more user-friendly so people can stay active, and avoid damage to their shoulders, elbows, and more. So here's a specific request for some feedback. Do you use a manual wheelchair? Have you had trouble with repetitive motion pain or other problems just based on the muscles you're using and how often you use them? Have you found some good solutions to those worries? We'd love to share your story in a future program. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org or call or text to get in touch at 888-642-0232. If you have a friend or loved one who uses a manual wheelchair, please pass that request along to them. Again, the email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Wisconsin Today is the work of a team of producers, hosts, and technical directors. Learn more about us at wpr.org/wisconsintoday. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to WPR News.